This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, January 6th, 2014. Start of a brand new week. All kinds of crazy stuff going on today. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A reminder that Republic Broadcasting is still in the middle of their start of the year fundraising drive. So go over to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button because, it is a fight to stay on the air and keep getting the information out that you need to hear. So that you can make those good choices. Now, before I get into the heavy news, I want to go back and comment on Phyllis Schlafly, who was out there bashing on China for a counterfeit alcohol problem, including deadly chemicals. And by the way, exactly the same thing happened here in the United States of America during Prohibition. In fact, even before Prohibition, there was a big problem where the high-end luxury brands of alcohol, they'd take the empty bottles and refill them with all kinds of very questionable chemicals. Even the United States government poisoned alcohol during Prohibition, killed a lot of people in a very, very botched policy. But over the weekend, because there absolutely was nothing else on TV, my wife and I watched this documentary called Red Obsession. And it's a very well-produced documentary. It was narrated by Russell Crowe about the French Bordeaux wines, which are basically the top wines in the world, at least according to the French. And they were talking about how China has just discovered wines and were importing wines to the point where they were driving prices up to where American and European wine sellers couldn't even compete anymore. And a lot of these top French wines are not even available in the United States anymore because of this sudden interest. And they were talking about there was literally brokerages now that were buying the wine from the chateaus in France just as soon as it was available and then stockpiling it in order to make an investment, run the prices up. And, of course, every time you add another middleman in the process, it drives the price up. It reached absolute insane proportions where they were literally auctioning off single bottles of these select top vintages. The record was $1.5 million for a single bottle of wine, which obviously you're not going to drink that. You put it on the shelf to show off. And because their demand exceeds supply so much, that's where a lot of this artificial alcohol comes in. Now, most of the Chinese winemaking is just really cheap wine, which they'll try and put in bottles that look like the favored brands. And, yes, there are some people engaging in this chicanery. But all during this whole situation about the wonderful vintages of 2009 and 2010, and the prices were just going through the roof, and looking at all the speculators, wine speculators, and my wife and I were looking at each other and say, it's tulip mania all over again. And absolutely true. At the end of the documentary, they were talking about the very, very bad year, 2011, and it just crashed the market. It was another speculative bubble that went bust, and hopefully that will certainly dry up the reasons for counterfeit alcohol, because anytime you're talking about luxury goods, You're talking about goods that cost relatively little to produce, but they're sold for huge, huge prices because people want to have that to show that they're there. They've got the money. It makes a statement and so forth. And that huge difference between cost of production and what you can make selling it is the space in which the counterfeiters operate. If you're making a good product and you sell it at a reasonable markup, there's no room, there's no point for the counterfeiters to come on in. So that's really what's going on over there. But the documentary is called Red Obsession. It won a lot of awards. And if there is nothing else on TV, you might tune in on it. Now, getting into the serious news here, right now we might be looking at an opportunity for what's called the ice wines. A lot of people don't know about this. This was a phenomenon that happened some years ago where when vineyards were frozen prematurely, they discovered that after they thawed the grapes out, they could still make good wine out of it, and it actually came out sweeter. And the whole country is just reeling under this intense cold all over the country, all over Canada. It is intense. Minnesota closed all their schools today across the state, said don't even think about leaving your home with the wind chill and everything. Temperatures were plunging to 25 to 35 degrees below zero. They're talking about all-time cold records being set. They're calling the cold life-threatening. Deep freeze spreading across the U.S. It's in the Midwest, heading for the Northeast right now. And we still have the carbon Nazis out there saying, oh, yeah, this absolutely proves global warming is getting worse. They're back to this whole one about, you know, global warming leads to freezing weather. And my answer to that is, all right, take a pan of water, put it on the stove on low heat. When it freezes over, come back to me and we'll talk about it. And we're seeing more and more articles in the corporate media standing up and saying, look, this has gone too far. This is ridiculous. To keep on selling global warming as we go into another record-setting winter. The Arctic ice cap is larger than it was last year. The Antarctic ice cap is larger than it was last year. The carbon Nazis are out there saying, no, no, what's going on is global warming is melting the ice underneath the ice shelf, and then the water flows out to the edge, and it refreezes, and that's why the ice shelf looks bigger, but it's really very, very thin, which, of course, is not what those two ships trapped in the ice right now found. They found the ice was not only larger than expected, it's a lot thicker. And people are coming out and just, even in the corporate media, saying, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely an unsupportable position. And they're absolutely right. The carbon Nazis are out there reiterating their suggestion that anybody who doubts the most holy revealed dogma of the Church of St. Al of the Gore ought to have their names put on the tropical storms from now on. So it would be Hurricane Rivero smashes into what on ever, and of course the government would do absolutely nothing about that because they don't know how to deal with the real world. They have a new term for this. They're calling it the polar vortex. All this cold air coming down from the Arctic. And by the way, the carbon Nazi explanation for that is global warming melted the Arctic and that cold air is now coming down and freezing. It doesn't work that way. The appalling lack of knowledge about actual science by some of these promoters of the global warming hoax, it's laughable. If our educational system hadn't dumbed down American kids over the last decade, most of them would be laughing at some of the statements made by these people. But they're calling it the polar vortex. They're trying to make it sound like it's some kind of a weird anomaly. You know, yes, it was a record winter, but it was the polar vortex. You should not doubt the global warming. By the way, there is now a hard freeze warning, not a watch, a warning for Jacksonville, Florida, and surrounding areas. And that means that their crops are probably going to be destroyed because a hard freeze basically means everything's going to freeze right to the core. And that includes all of the agricultural produce that is still out there, could actually kill the trees and other plants that are used to produce a crop. And so we're seeing reports coming out of Wall Street that this extreme cold is probably going to deal a major blow to the U.S. economy in terms of lost agricultural produce, lost productivity. Trucks are staying off the road. People are staying at home. They're not going to work. And they're saying this basically is going to hit the economy to the same extent as other natural disasters like hurricanes, major floods, It's now a natural disaster. Now, we're seeing over at climatedepot.com, the latest storm is going to make the 2010s the snowiest decade on the East Coast in the entire NOAA record. This is ever since they started keeping track of the levels of snow in the United States. This is going to be the snowiest year on record. It's even surpassing the intense blizzards of the 1960s. And hopefully this is going to put an end to this whole global warming nonsense. But knowing that Obama is desperate for a carbon tax and everybody who signed on to this hoax is desperate to protect their reputation, we're probably going to see more of these concocted reasons why, oh, the world is freezing, but really there's global warming. It's hiding in the deep ocean. It's lurking in the closet. It's under your bed. It's ready to leap out. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the United States Coast Guard is deploying their only icebreaker to try and help free the two ships currently lodged in the Antarctic ice. The first one is the research ship that got stuck when they were down there to document how global warming was melting the Antarctic ice. The second one is a Chinese icebreaker that also has become stuck. Now, this ship, this is the only icebreaker the Coast Guard operates, it's called the Polar Star, was actually already on the way to Antarctica to break through the ice to do a resupply of the research station at McMurdo Sound, because apparently that is also blocked in by unexpectedly heavy ice. So they're going to divert over and try and get to these two ships, and if they don't get to the ships very soon, as the ice continues to grow, it'll grind those ships into scrap metal. It absolutely will. Now, let's see, other stories that we're seeing here. This is over up in California. Life-threatening cold bites the U.S. Midwest. And they're using those terms now, even in the corporate media. This is life-threatening. Do not go out in this cold, especially with the wind chill. Go right into hypothermia here. And, of course, what is not being said here is what is happening to all the homeless people in all of those Midwest and Northeastern states. There certainly aren't enough shelters open to keep these people alive. They're living out on the streets in tents, living in front of the boarded-up remains of what used to be their homes. Thank you very much, Wall Street, and the mortgage-backed security fraud. We won't hear about that, I'm pretty sure, because it's an indictment against our economic system and against the global warming fraud as a whole. Up in Canada, and we're not talking up by the North Pole, we're talking down in Montreal, Quebec, that area, they're being startled by what are called frost quakes. Now, these are a phenomenon which are more commonly found on glaciers in the polar regions, where as the cold descends deep into the ground and groundwater freezes, it will expand until finally the strata above or below it snaps, and it creates a little microscopic earthquake and a loud booming sound. And they're starting to experience those up in Canada. And because the cold is so deep in the ground already, so early in the winter, it's actually making things worse. When this last snowstorm that hit New England turned into rain, the carbon Nazis said, see, it's gone back to rain, it's getting warmer, everything's going to be just fine. But because the ground was so cold, the rain as it hit the ground would freeze into sheet ice. People are having trouble walking, they're falling down. A lot of automobile accidents. A lot of this ice as it forms on trees are bringing tree limbs down. Somebody just sent me a photo about a car that got destroyed by a tree branch just coated in solid ice. Not snow, solid ice. Came off the tree and crashed down and wrecked the car. And so the conditions are just absolutely, absolutely dangerous out there. Be very careful. Get cleats, crampons. That caller called in and talked about these little, I think it was a Norwegian little gizmo that you can strap on your shoe. You got to have something if you're going out in that weather here. Now, an interesting little note. This Antarctic expedition that went down there on the academic Shokalski, had promised, because they're all about environment and saving the world and everything, that they were going to plant trees to counter the carbon footprint from the expedition, because obviously they're sailing down there, they're burning fossil fuels, they're putting out carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And somebody went back and did a calculation. When you add in all the carbon emissions from the two icebreakers that tried to reach them, and now the U.S. Coast Guard ice cutter that's on the way, all of the helicopters that were flying all over the place, you're going to have to plant an entire forest to cover this whole situation. Now, I don't want to wish ill for anybody, but if that Coast Guard icebreaker gets trapped, that is really going to be something. Now, somebody put out an article, this is over at Investment Watch blog, since we're going into what is the worst winter for at least the last 20 years, which takes us to before this whole global warming nonsense began. Somebody went back to look at some of Al Gore's comments, because Al Gore's always been promoted. He's the dean of the global warming movement. He did the documentary. He got the Nobel Peace Prize, just as deserving as when Obama did. And so we're looking back at some of the claims that Al Gore has made. In 2008, Al Gore declared the entire North polarized cap would disappear in 5 years. Needless to say, that did not happen. In fact, the ice cap in the Arctic is something like I think 26, no, it's 50% larger than it was this time last year. And then Al Gore said, carbon dioxide is the exhaling breath of our civilization. Literally changing that pattern requires a scope, a scale, a speed of change that's beyond what we've done in the past. Now, without carbon dioxide, all life on Earth would vanish. And the vast majority of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere comes from natural sources. Human contribution to atmospheric CO2 is less than 1%. Let's see. Oh, I love this. This was my absolute favorite, where Al Gore, and he was actually on videotape, and they've been trying to take the videos of this off the net, YouTube, and every time somebody posts it, it's taken down. Because apparently Al Gore has copyrighted himself and will not allow anybody to put up videos. But he actually made the statement, the interior of the Earth is extremely hot, several million degrees. Wrong. It actually peaks out at about 11,000 degrees. This man is not a scientist. In fact, when he was in college and he had to take the mandatory science classes, he got C's. He wasn't very good at it. Let's see. Well, you can read the rest of them. It's over at Investment Watch blog, and I linked it to my webpage. I added something to my own ClimateGate page, and that is a graph of the relationship between atmospheric carbon dioxide and temperature going back over geologic time. Now, Al Gore in his documentary had his little chart showing that carbon dioxide and Earth's temperature were going up and down pretty much together over the last few thousand years. And it actually does. But when you zoom in on Al's chart, you find out that global temperature went up first, then carbon dioxide increased. And it makes sense. As temperature goes up, biological activity increases, produces more carbon dioxide. Al Gore reversed it and said, oh, the CO2 went up, and it drove the temperatures upward. But if you look at this other chart that I added to my ClimateGate page, and you go back over the great epochs of geological history, you will find that there are times in Earth's history where the atmospheric CO2 was 4 to 5 times higher than it is today, and there's no corresponding planetary warming with it. This chart absolutely destroys the idea that carbon dioxide is the dominant factor with Earth's climate. And we know that's not true. The sun is the dominant factor. Even the Old Farmer's Almanac, when it predicted this winter would be this hard, said it's because solar activity is unusually low. And they're absolutely right. We're going to have a phone call here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Happy New Year, and thank you for taking my call. We're sitting here in Chicago. It's minus 13 degrees without the wind chill, and it's so cold that I'm on my way to work today until I heard on the news that the Chicago Public Schools were closed, and that's got to be the first time in 15 years that I could remember. I went over to my mom's house to shovel a little bit, and my truck sat there for about 40 minutes just idling. And when I got back in it to take off, the temperature was all the way down to cold, and it was blowing cold air out of the front.
Oh, boy, that is very, very cold. And that's something else. If you have to drive someplace, you might want to leave that engine idling to keep it warm, because if the engine freezes up, you won't be able to restart it. A lot of people, people are already dying from the cold here. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, in the afternoon. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Mike when he opens your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, in the afternoon.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Apparently, JetBlue has now suspended all flights from JFK Airport because of the new storm that's coming on in. UPS, I'm seeing this in the chat room, UPS is saying there are going to be service delays in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. And apparently, here's an interesting story that is just coming in. Al Gore has closed all of the Alliance for Climate Protection field offices and laid off 90% of the staff. So even Al is starting to realize this has gone about as far as it's going to go. All righty, let's see. Moving on, right. All right, let's go over to what's going on in Iraq. You're probably seeing a lot of that on the news right now, where Al-Qaeda militants, insert ominous music here, have seized control of the city of Fallujah. And all the attention's on there, but apparently there are also conflicts in several other cities in Iraq. Oh, those evil Al-Qaeda, those evil militants, evil people. That's not what's going on here. What's going on in Iraq right now is exactly what happened in Iran in 1979. The conquered people have had it with the U.S. occupation. They've had it with the U.S. puppet regime strip mining their nation for the benefit of American banking and oil interests. And they're getting ready to kick the scoundrels out. Of course, the U.S. and Iraq governments can't admit this is a popular revolt, despite its obvious massive scale. So they're flinging around terms al-Qaeda and militant to obfuscate the fact that the United States has created another major foreign policy disaster. The provinces are breaking away. The empire is collapsing. Now, Kerry is telling the puppet government of Iraq, we will help you, we will help you, but we can't send troops back in. Because it's an election year, and reinvading Iraq, that's going to be a hard one to sell to the American people. Nobody's going to sit still for that. What do you mean we've got to reinvade Iraq? We already did. We put in a U.S.-friendly government. We got to go in there again? So no doubt the U.S. is going to provide all kinds of weapons and ammunition and who knows what all else to the puppet regime to try and restore order. But it's not just Fallujah that's fallen back under the control of the Iraqi people, a.k.a. the al-Qaeda militants. It's other major parts of the country as well. That could all fall apart here. We're going to take a phone call. Ray in Indiana. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, I'm part of the crowd that couldn't go to work today because of all this global warming here in Indiana.
Well, man, thank you for tuning into the show.
And I'm a regular podcast listener, so I'm thrilled for the chance to get to talk to you in person. And I know how you do your best to try to be accurate, so I it's not a criticism, but it, on Obamacare, you keep saying 300 million people have signed up through the exchange, and that's not 100% true.
Now, I didn't say 300 million people have signed up through the exchange. I said 300 million is the population of the United States of America. The White House is claiming they've got a little over a million who've signed up, including 10% of the uninsured Americans. Those are the numbers.
Yeah, you missed that. Yeah, I thought you were saying the whole population has to sign up through the exchange is what I thought you were trying to say.
Basically, the entire population is supposed to sign up for the new Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies, whether it's through healthcare.gov, the state exchanges, or just going back to their own insurance companies and picking out one of the new policies.
Correct.
Now, there are some exemptions, including the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, good point, yes. But the whole deal with the exchange, if you want the government subsidy, you have to go through the exchange. You can buy your insurance anywhere else, and like you say, or your employer could provide it. And you'll get a little I guess this year when we get our W-2s, there's going to be a thing about insurance and all that. I can't wait to see what my taxes are going to look like this year. And, with all these new regulations, it's going to be ridiculous. But anyway, I thought I heard you say a couple more on one occasion that all 300 million had to go through the exchange, and that's what I was trying to correct. And if that's not what you're saying, I misunderstood you then. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and I'm going to be talking a lot about Obamacare a little bit further down because there are some new tragic developments with that. But before we get there, I'm going to get back to the international news here. Over at the U.S. government's procurement site, where they put out solicitations for companies to fulfill government contracts, U.S. Department of State Office of Acquisition Management has issued a sources sought synopsis. This is a very fancy word for, hey, we need something done. If you can do it, let us know. And basically, it is to support Africa's multifunctional peacekeeping support program, AFRICAP. In other words, they're hiring mercenaries for service in Africa. Because that's the resource-rich area. They got to conquer that one, put them back on the dollar, make sure they support the petrodollar in Bretton Woods here. Now, as you know, John Kerry is over in Israel trying to find some way to at least look like he's an impartial arbiter between Israel and Palestine. It's not working out very good. Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham and John Barrasso flew to Jerusalem on Friday, apparently to put pressure on John Kerry because he is not sufficiently supportive of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the eyes of these senators. Now, here's the problem. Foreign policy is the responsibility of the executive branch of our government, not the legislative. McCain and Graham and Barrasso have no jurisdiction to go into a foreign nation and put pressure on the Secretary of State to steer his decision-making. McCain and Graham and Barrasso are acting as private U.S. citizens attempting to influence U.S. foreign policy. This is a violation of the Logan Act. They can be brought up on charges, but nothing's too good for Benjamin Netanyahu. It's amazing stuff. Now, getting on to the economy, it's a very interesting story over at Blacklisted News, and it's pointing out that the White House, in fact, all of Washington, D.C., they're trying to basically, especially as we're going into an election year, they're trying to froth up the fringe issues, like cybersecurity threats and, you know, the gun issue, gay marriage, abortion, all the rest of it. But polls are showing the American people aren't falling for these distractions any longer. And their top two priorities are the economy and the wars. And every single American is out there asking right now, are we doing better financially than before Obama was elected? And unless you're part of that 1% minority, the answer is absolutely not. We have more homelessness, more poverty, more child poverty, more malnutrition than almost anyone time in this country's history. This is a failed empire. It's collapsing right in front of our eyes. And nobody inside Washington, D.C. will admit it, just like they won't admit that Obamacare is a complete, unmitigated failure. They're still trying to rely on governmental infallibility. We're right no matter how wrong we are. Now, Obama is kicking up a big fuss over extending the unemployment benefits that expired December 31st. And I know it would certainly be a blessing to those Americans who have been most harmed by Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008. But I don't think we should ascribe a sudden sense of humanity to President Obama. This is an election year stunt. The Democrats are desperate to create an issue that is not Obamacare. And so now they're going to be pushing up this whole unemployment benefits, extending the unemployment benefits, and throw the onus on the GOP, who will oppose it, probably. Although if the GOP are smart, they'd go along and say, yeah, let's have a moderate increase in the minimum wage. Let's extend the unemployment benefits and just yank the rug out of the Democrats. Because between now and November, the Democrats are going to be looking for anything that will make the American people forget about the Obamacare disaster. Now, there's another story that came out of Gonzalo Lira talking about how the Fed is playing global pump and dump. And they're looking at the soaring stock market numbers, although it's not doing all that well today. And basically say, you know, the U.S. government and Wall Street and the corporate media have been using the stock market as a banner to say the economy is recovering, the economy is recovering. No, it isn't. Because the only thing that drove the stock market to those record highs was the quantitative easing coming out of the Federal Reserve. It's all an illusion based on imaginary, created out of thin air, money. And when they stop it, it's just going to all come apart. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A reminder that Republic Broadcasting is having a start-of-the-year fundraiser in order to be able to fund our operation. It costs a lot of money to run these facilities, especially with the quality of equipment that is being sold in the United States right now. The stuff just falls apart. About 2 months ago, I got a compact fluorescent for the little hood above the stove. It failed this morning. That's life under fascism. But getting back to RBN, we need your help. If you've already donated, thank you very much for your support. You're keeping public interest radio alive and well in the United States of America. If you have not donated, we need you to step up here, because the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of our society is for the little money to all unite together. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button. There's a PayPal link. There is a mailing address in Round Rock, Texas, if you want to send something in anonymously, and I can understand in this day and age why you might want to do that. You can also call 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, and pledge a donation there. And for donations above $100, they've changed a little premium. Used to be a cup and a T-shirt. Now they've got this gorgeous copper medallion. And copper is now becoming an investment metal right now. And it's this huge commemorative copper medallion they're going to be sending out that. I'm hoping somebody in the control room will send me an image of that so I know what it looks like. I do love good medallic art. I remember when I was a kid and our coins were still made out of silver and deep struck. And our coinage was something very beautiful, but ever since they did the clad coinage, everything has to be shallow struck, and it looks like a gas station game token. If you ever get to the city of Munich, you want to visit the Residence Museum. They have a numismatic art gallery, and some of the medallions and coins in there are just gorgeous to look at. All righty, getting on back to our own economy here. We are getting word the Federal Reserve is hiring lots and lots of new armed police officers. And I'm a little weirded out by the phrase police officer. I understand security guard. It's a bank. It's a privately owned bank. It is not chartered as a law enforcement authority. But apparently they're going out and they're hiring armed police officers. Now, a lot of people are wondering what this is about. Are they going to go on out to those local communities that are trying to create interest-free organic currencies and saying, no, you will conduct all commerce using banknotes borrowed at interest from the central bank, which is what King George III told the American colonists, and it took only 3 years for that to trigger a revolution. Or it may simply be that the Federal Reserve understands that when everything does fall apart in this country, those private central banks are going to be a target for the anger of the American people. No question about that. Somebody was writing in and reminding me that one of the situations that triggered the French Revolution was that they were in the middle of their little ice age at the time, and there wasn't enough food to feed the population, and that's really what drove the people across that threshold. And we're living in a world right now where between oil and Corexit in the Gulf of Mexico, the toxification of the entire Pacific Ocean by Fukushima, and the GMO disaster, there isn't enough safe, healthy food to feed the current human population. China just rejected yet another corn shipment from the United States. They're now going to buy their grain and corn from the Ukraine and Russia. No problem. The U.S. will turn around, and rather Monsanto will turn around and sell it to you, or they'll send it to all these famine-stricken areas as emergency relief and take it off their taxes here. We're going to take a phone call. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, first I was going to talk about the lack of global warming here in Philadelphia, where you have the Delaware River, which hasn't frozen for 75 years, which is now frozen solid. Mayor Michael Nutter, who is a raging Democrat, having to water main pipes breaking in the ground. And, you know, he's a big proponent of carbon taxes and global warming and things like that. And it's so cold that water mains are breaking. You know, it's a disaster over here. We've had more snow this time this year than any other year up to this point. But I was going to go, now you're talking about hiring the police officers for the Federal Reserve. Reminds me that last year, Goldman Sachs got concealed carry permits for all of their employees to carry guns. They allocated something like $2 million for private security, things of that nature. So, I think you're absolutely right. I think once the economy finally does, this bubble bursts as it's, you know, preordained to do, there's going to be a lot of anger towards these people, and they're going to need some sort of protection if they choose to remain inside the country.
And, of course, they're desperate to disarm the American people because they're afraid of us right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, the best defense is a good offense. So these guys can get, you know, a bunch of guns, a bunch of security guards, a bunch of, you know, concealed permits, hardened bunkers and things of that nature, while at the same time keeping us poor, cold, and hungry. I mean, that's an ideal situation for them.
Well, it's, you know, it feels like this is, you know, things are just really starting to unravel rather rapidly. We're seeing a very disjointed domestic and foreign policy coming out of the U.S. government. Everybody's looking out for their own particular agenda and their own particular backers. And it's lost its sense of cohesiveness. That's why the propaganda isn't working. Now it looks like we may lose Iraq. They can't get their war going in Syria. They can't get their war going in Iran. This agenda of dollarification of the world is already failing. And again, with that institutional blindness that is the federal government, they don't want to admit to themselves how badly they've wrecked this nation. So sadly, they're just going to keep on going the direction they're going. Their only solution is to find some way to take more money away from the American people. If they ever succeed in disarming the American people, they're going to do a gold confiscation like Roosevelt did back in 1933. Because right now, their answer to every one of their self-made problems is to find another way to take money from you. That's what Obamacare was all about. That's what the carbon tax is going to be about. It doesn't matter how hard and cold this winter is. As soon as the snow melts, I am predicting Obama's going to come back and say it's time to implement a carbon tax to fight human-caused global warming.
Well, and the one thing that we need to remember is that the economy bursting at the seams and collapsing from this bubble, if it happens naturally, like it should do, then they're going to be the only ones to blame. So we've said it many times before, but there is going to have to be some event, some situation, something that they can blame and point the finger at and say, oh, that's why the economy collapsed, whether it's a war, whether it's a large-scale terrorist attack,
could be a virtual 911. Could be a virtual 911. They crash all the financial computers and say, well, we don't know who owns what and who owns what. You know, we were just on the verge of fixing the economy, and those dastardly Iranian, Russian, Chinese, Syrian, Monacan, whatever terrorists, you know, destroyed our computer system. These are not honorable people. In the top of Wall Street in Washington, D.C., these are not honorable people. They cannot, will not accept responsibility for their wrongdoing. They take credit for things that they have nothing to do with that work out well, and they find somebody to blame for all the mistakes they make.
Well, in 2008, they told us, I know it's not popular. I know that the Americans don't see any value in it, but we need to bail out these banks. We need to do this. It's for our own best interest. And clearly it wasn't. It was for the best interest of the bankers and Wall Street and the politicians. So
we were incentivizing the continuation of corruption and fraud and predatory banking. We should have done what Iceland did. And very clearly, the federal government abandoned its role of managing the nation as a whole in favor of, let's cozy up to the people on Wall Street and see how rich we can get on the backs of the American people.
Well, and they've played that card already. They've played that, trust us, we know what we're doing. Trust us, these policies will work. They've played that card. They no longer
have
that card.
Well, they were saying, trust us, the world is getting warmer. Snowfalls are now a thing of the past.
Absolutely. It's clearly all self-beneficial lies. I mean, when you hear the stories during the bailout in 2008 of Hank Paulson getting $200 million of taxpayers' money tax-free, getting exemption from the Treasury office that he's the head of,
completely out of control. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, Kyle. Thank you for the climate report from Philadelphia, and we'll be right back.